Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority and Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, hosted in Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd.
Isaiah 45 and verse 18. For thus saith the Lord, Jehovah, L-O-R-D, capitalizes Jehovah, that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, Thamelio. He created it, not Tohu. When he made it, it wasn't Tohu. That word in vain is Tohu. He formed it to be inhabited. When he formed it, it was inhabited. Who inhabited it? A pre-Adamic civilization. He created everything. He created it to be, it was not Tohu. It was perfect. Everything was perfect down here. The weather patterns were perfect. The beings were perfect. The animals were perfect, and all fossils belong to this time. So those dinosaurs were perfect. I have no idea. We don't know anything about it, but we do know he said they were. He said his work is perfect, and he said he formed it to be inhabited. We know who the head of it was. The one that was over this planet was Lucifer. Now, we're not going today into Lucifer's fall, but I have all the scriptures here. You can study it yourself. So read down here what I've got on my little opening page. This explains to you Lucifer fallen. So he was the head of that kingdom. And he fell. And when he fell, they followed him. At least one third of the angels followed him. So when he fell, that, by the way, when Lucifer fell, which we're not going into at all today, but you can read it really plain in my book here, or The Blood and the Glory. When he fell, that's the katabole. That's the catastrophe. That's the overthrow. The katabole. That's the overthrow. There are two words translated foundation of the world. One of them is Thamelio, when God founded it. He refounded it after the katabole, the catastrophe, the overthrow. The catastrophe, the overthrow, is Genesis 1:2. In the New Testament, when it speaks of the overthrow, the katabole of the cosmos, the overthrow was Satan's, Lucifer's fall. Now, we'll come back to Genesis, but let's just look at Ephesians again. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all Holy Spirit-given blessings in the heavenlies, in the Anointed One, according as he hath chosen us in him before the katabole, before it was overthrown. He knew it was going to be overthrown. He knew all Satan was going to cause. But he also knew he's going to choose a people. And that people is going to be holy. And they're going to be fit to stand before him. So he blesses that group with every Holy Spirit blessing there is. for his purpose in that group. Sure, he's going to protect them. Sure, they're going to rule and reign for their own protection. But there's a bigger purpose in the ruling and reigning. See, Satan would like to say him every one of these junctures, it's over. But before the fall, he chose a people who are going to stand before him throughout eternity. We're talking eternity here, folks. It's a long time. Now, all right, let's also look at he formed the world to be inhabited, not tohu. It said he formed the earth, not tohu. He didn't do that. Now, if you want to know what tohu vabohu means, without form and void, go over to the center column if you have a good reference Bible, and you're going to find there that those same words are used in Jeremiah 4, 23 through 27. How many of you have a reference to that in your Bible? How many of you have a center reference column? Well, you got it. Look over there on verse 2, and you'll see Jeremiah 4, 23. Have you really got a reference Bible or not? Thompson Chain would be one. I have Cambridge. It's just any old King James Bible that's got a good references. Have you got it in yours, Mary? And it says Jeremiah 4:23. What kind of a Bible have you got? Okay, the New King James. Spirit-filled New King James. Have you got it? Yeah, and it's got it. Yeah. Because we used, when we did that Kenneth Hagin Bible, we wanted to make sure we had a good reference Bible. Because a reference Bible will refer you to other places. These same words are used. Cross-reference, you can study them. So I'm not one. Some of these New Language Bibles, some of them actually come from the original manuscript. Some don't. They just put it in modern language for you. Pretty soon we're going to have like a teenage church. You know what I'm saying? What did God say? What did he say? So here we go. Let's turn to Jeremiah 4:23. What's really true and right is the original, the Hebrew, the Greek. So Jeremiah 4. These people who did this King James Bible and our New King James, or probably some of the newer translations would have it. American Standard probably has it. Now, Jeremiah is a prophet. God lives in eternity. He lives in the high and holy one. Isaiah 57 lives in eternity. Like the middle of a wheel is a hub. He's in the middle. He looked down. He spoke past, present, and future. And if he wants a prophet to look down and he spoke, he can. A prophet can look into the future. A prophet can look into the past. So he's letting Jeremiah look into the past. And Jeremiah is describing the katabole, the casting, the overthrow, the caster down. Jeremiah 4:23. I beheld the earth, and lo, it became tohu vabohu. He watched it. When it became formless, confused, unreal, empty, chaotic, and waste, he watched it.
And dark.
And dark. Yeah. There's no darkness in God. God is light. So he watched it go dark. I beheld the earth, and it became tohu vabohu, and the heavens, and they had no light. Now, he's not talking about sun, moon, and stars. God said, I am light. When he came back to work with earth again, what's the first thing he said? Let there be light. So when they became, the earth became tohu vabohu in the katabole, God removed his presence. I beheld the mountains and they trembled. And all the hills moved lightly. God did not create earth with the San Andreas fault line in California. He did not create Earth with the New Madrid fault line in Missouri. None of those fault lines did he make. When he made this Earth, it was perfect and it was glorious. But at the Catabole, at the overthrow, at the casting down, at that terrible thing that happened, this earth shook. And when it shook, the mountains came up and erupted. And you can see where there's strata that was at one time like this, and it's like this. God says there's been shakings and there's going to be shakings. So, I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled. And all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and there was no man, no being, not one existing of those beings. Whoever those beings were, they were not like us. But they lost their form. They lost their first estate. The Bible says they lost their first estate. Their first estate was they were good creatures. But they lost that. And all the birds of the heaven were fled. Even the birds were not around anymore. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down. They had cities. Yeah, but they disappeared. He shook them right down. What did this? What great power? Was it a meteor? No. This happened at the presence of the Lord. And by his what? What does it say?
Fierce
anger. He was not happy. For thus saith the Lord, the whole land shall be desolate, but I will not make a full end. In other words, he's going to come back. Earth is going to head toward perfection. Everything of God is heading toward perfection.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Join us October 18th through the 23rd for this year's annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference. Save the dates and make your plans now to visit Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Register today and receive your free gift packet when you arrive at this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference. Register online at billybrim.org. Join us as we assemble together to pray in Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd at our 2017 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference.